USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Republican presidential candidates will face off on a debate stage in Milwaukee, Wisconsin tonight. Eight candidates will participate in the first debate of the 2024 presidential primary, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and newcomer Vivek Ramaswamy. The event is being conducted by Fox News. However, it will be without the party's frontrunner, presidential candidate Donald Trump. Trump has recorded an interview with former Fox host Tucker Carlson. As families suffer, children are missing, and Lahaina is burned to the ground, the federal government support crews on Maui are living high on the hog on your dime.
FEMA officials are facing criticism for staying in luxury hotels costing $1,000 per night. Slow response to the disaster has drawn scrutiny, as staying 45 minutes away from Lahaina in five-star hotels like the Fairmont Kealani, Four Seasons, and Grand Wailea Astoria, FEMA officials are accused of being complacent because they don't want to leave their lavish accommodations. Fire victims also expressing dissatisfaction with the $700 aid for food and clothing. President Biden allocated $7 million tax dollars for FEMA's disaster response, most of which is being used to house up to 1,000 staff members in the same high-end hotels. I'm John Schaefer.
Alec Baldwin is trying to stop a lawsuit filed by crew members from his movie Rust. Attorneys for the actor and his production company have filed a motion to dismiss a civil case brought on by three crew members who accused Baldwin of negligence in the death of a cinematographer. A hearing on the motion is set for today in New Mexico, where most of the movie was filmed. A California woman who disappeared nearly 8 years ago was found safe. 31-year-old Lisa Hu went missing December 8, 2015 in Oakland. No explanation was given by police or Hu on where she had been for the last 8 years. USA News.
O'Reilly Auto Parts' new BrakeBest Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiet-Tech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose BrakeBest Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
The judge overseeing Trump's alleged charges in Georgia will allow TV cameras in the courtroom for a limited time.
The judge overseeing his election interference case ruled Tuesday that cameras will be allowed in the courtroom through September 8th. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis is pushing to hold the arraignments for all the defendants until after Labor Day. Trump and 18 others were charged last week in connection to alleged efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election results. The former president expected surrender Thursday separate from any arraignments. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Former University of Southern California football running back Reggie Bush is planning to file a defamation lawsuit against the NCAA. The lawsuit is based on the NCAA maliciously attacking his character through a completely false and highly offensive statement that was widely reported in the media. The complaint alleges, looks like a lot of adults believe the misinformation about the COVID vaccines.
One-third of adults believe COVID-19 vaccine misinformation, according to a KFF survey. Almost all respondents, 96%, recognized false claims, with a third linking COVID vaccines to sudden deaths in healthy individuals. Of these, 10% considered it definitely true, and 23% deemed it probably true. Around a third also believed in the effectiveness of ivermectin, a parasitic deworming drug, as a COVID treatment. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue.